Unit 8. Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading.
The Fundamental Difference Between Men and Women. Let's say a guy named Roger asks out a woman named Elaine. They like each other and see each other regularly. One evening, when they are driving home, a thought occurs to Elaine, and without really thinking, she says it aloud. Do you realize that, as of tonight, we've been seeing each other for exactly 6 months? And then there is silence in the car. To Elaine, it seems like a very loud silence. She thinks to herself, Gee, I wonder if it bothers him that I said that. Maybe he's been feeling bonded by our relationship. Maybe he thinks I'm trying to push him into some kind of obligation that he doesn't want or isn't sure of. And Roger is thinking, Gosh, 6 months? And Elaine is thinking, But hey, I'm not so sure I want this kind of relationship either. Sometimes I wish I had a little more space so I'd have time to think about whether I really want us to keep going the way we are. I mean, where are we going? Are we just going to keep seeing each other at this level of intimacy? Are we heading for marriage? Am I ready for that level of commitment? Do I really even know this person? If I should do something wrong, there will be no way to undo it. And Roger is thinking, So that means it was, let's see, February when we started going out, which was right after I had the car at the dealer's, which means, let me check the odometer. Wow, I am way overdue for an oil change here. And Elaine is thinking, He's upset. I can see it on his face. Maybe he wants more from our relationship. More intimacy, more commitment. Maybe he has sensed, even before I sensed it, that I was feeling some reservations. That's why he's so reluctant to say anything about his own feelings. He's afraid of being rejected. And Roger is thinking, and I'm gonna have them look at the transmission, the leaking gas tank, and the filter again. I don't care what those fools say, it's still not shifting right. And Elaine is thinking, He's angry, and I don't blame him. I'd be angry, too. God, I feel so guilty putting him through this, but I can't help the way I feel. I'm just not sure. And Roger is thinking, The warranty is still valid, but they'll probably try to charge me more to fix it again. Those guys are trying to take me for a ride. And Elaine is thinking, Maybe I'm just too idealistic, waiting for a knight to come riding up on his white horse when I'm sitting right next to a perfectly good person. And Roger is thinking, How dare they try and rip me off again? They think I'm stupid and don't know anything about cars. I'll show them who's stupid. Roger, Elaine says aloud. What? Says Roger, surprised. Please don't beat yourself up like this, she says. Her eyes beginning to fill with tears. Maybe I should never have... Oh, God, I feel so... She breaks down, sobbing. What? Says Roger. I mean, I know there's no knight. I really know that. It's silly. There's no knight, and there's no horse.
There's no horse? Or no ox?
Says Roger, losing thread of what she was talking about. You think I'm a fool, don't you? Elaine says.
No, says Roger, glad to finally know the correct answer.
It's just that... It's that I need some time, Elaine says. There is a 15-second pause while Roger, thinking as fast as he can, tries to come up with a safe response. Finally, he comes up with one that he thinks might work. Yes, he says. Elaine, deeply moved, touches his hand. Oh, Roger, do you really feel that way? She says.
Yes, says Roger.
Elaine turns to face him and gazes deeply into his eyes, causing him to become very nervous about what she might say next, especially if it involves a horse. At last, she speaks. Thank you, Roger, she says.
Thank you, says Roger. After Elaine gets home, she drinks a bottle of alcohol and lies on bed weeping until dawn as an outlet for her frustration. While Roger goes back to his place, opens a bag of Doritos, turns on the TV, and immediately becomes deeply involved in a rerun of a tennis match. A tiny voice in the back of his mind tells him that there was nothing minor about what was going on back there in the car. But he's pretty sure there is no way he would ever understand what, and so he figures it's better if he doesn't think about it. This is also Roger's policy regarding world hunger. The next day, Elaine will call her closest friend, or perhaps two of them, and they will talk about this situation for 6 straight hours. They will analyze everything she said and everything he said, going over it time and time again, exploring every word, expression, and gesture for possible interpretations. They will continue to discuss this subject, off and on, for weeks, maybe months, never reaching any definite conclusions, but never getting bored with it either. Meanwhile, Roger, while playing racquetball one day with a mutual friend of his and Elaine's, will pause just before serving, frown, and say, "Norm, did Elaine ever own a horse?"
New words.
Fundamental.
G.
Bond.
Obligation.
Gosh.
Intimacy.
Commitment.
Undo.
Odometer.
Due.
Reservation.
Transmission.
Leak.
Filter.
Shift.
Warranty.
Valid.
Idealistic.
Night.
Rip.
Ox.
Thread.
Gaze.
Alcohol.
Dawn.
Outlet.
Tennis.
Regarding.
Analyze.
Explore.
Interpretation.
Board.
Meanwhile.
Racquetball.
Mutual.
Serve.
Frown.
Proper nouns.
Roger.
Elaine.
Norm.
Doritos.
Section 2. Listening and speaking. Listening.
1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
Honey, do you still remember that night?
Which night?
The night when I told you we had seen each other for exactly 6 months.
Of course. It occurred to me that I was way overdue for an oil change.
Oh, I thought you were upset and felt bonded by our relationship.
At that time, I thought the warranty was still valid, so I had to have my car fixed free.
You were serious and kept silent. I felt guilty and blamed myself for putting you through this.
To tell the truth, I was not sure what you were talking about. I'm still wondering if you had owned a horse before.
God, I was just too idealistic then. You know, a young girl is always waiting for a knight with a white horse.
I see it now, but at that moment I was only thinking of having my car checked. The tank was leaking and it was not shifting right.
My God, we were thinking about totally different things. 2. Listen to a conversation twice and then answer the questions.
Do you know why difference exists between men and women?
Ah, I think men and women are created equal, but boys and girls are not born the same.
Give some specific examples.
A baby girl will pick up a stick and wonder where it comes from, while a baby boy will pick up a stick and turn it into a gun.
Yes, when girls play with Barbie dolls, they like to dress them up and play house with them. But when boys play with Barbie dolls, they like to tear their hair off.
And boys care less if their hair is untidy, but for girls, if their hair got cut a little short, they would rather lock themselves in their rooms for 2 weeks than be seen in public.
It is said that baby girls find mummy's makeup and almost instinctively start painting their faces. But baby boys find mummy's makeup and almost instinctively start painting the walls.
Girls are attracted to boys even at an early age, but boys are attracted to dirt.
That's why girls turning to women and boys turning to bigger boys.
Well, that's absolutely right. Do you know why difference exists between men and women?
Ah, I think men and women are created equal, but boys and girls are not born the same.
Give some specific examples.
A baby girl will pick up a stick and wonder where it comes from, while a baby boy will pick up a stick and turn it into a gun.
Yes, when girls play with Barbie dolls, they like to dress them up and play house with them. But when boys play with Barbie dolls, they like to tear their hair off.
And boys care less if their hair is untidy, but for girls, if their hair got cut a little short, they would rather lock themselves in their rooms for 2 weeks than be seen in public.
It is said that baby girls find mummy's makeup and almost instinctively start painting their faces. But baby boys find mummy's makeup and almost instinctively start painting the walls.
Girls are attracted to boys even at an early age, but boys are attracted to dirt. That's why girls turning to women and boys turning to bigger boys.
Well, that's absolutely right. 3. Listen to a passage twice and then decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Women and men tend to play different roles in society, even when our physical structures are revealed to be really similar. In an article, we find a study that reflects how parents of 15 girl babies and 15 boy babies differed in their descriptions of their babies. Despite the fact that objective data such as birth length, weight, irritability, etc. did not differ, when the parents were asked to describe their babies, they said that girl babies were softer, littler, more beautiful, prettier, cuter than boy babies. Based on these facts, we could conclude that parents' attitude is influencing their children. Our parents and later our school, television, and the internet are showing us a whole set of expected behaviors that create our patterns. Thus, a simple cartoon can suggest to children how they are supposed to act. Male cartoon characters are more prominent than female characters. They are powerful, strong, smart, and aggressive. Of course, roles have been changing over the past decades. Nowadays, women are not necessarily expected to stay at home, raising their family and supporting their husbands. In the same way, men are no longer expected to be the only breadwinners like they used to be. Now, women and men share these responsibilities, but traditional roles still have a big influence. Women and men tend to play different roles in society, even when our physical structures are revealed to be really similar. In an article, we find a study that reflects how parents of 15 girl babies and 15 boy babies differed in their descriptions of their babies. Despite the fact that objective data such as birth length, weight, irritability, etc. did not differ, when the parents were asked to describe their babies, they said that girl babies were softer, littler, more beautiful, prettier, cuter than boy babies. Based on these facts, we could conclude that parents' attitude is influencing their children. Our parents and later our school, television, and the internet are showing us a whole set of expected behaviors that create our patterns. Thus, a simple cartoon can suggest to children how they are supposed to act. Male cartoon characters are more prominent than female characters. They are powerful, strong, smart, and aggressive. Of course, roles have been changing over the past decades. Nowadays, women are not necessarily expected to stay at home, raising their family and supporting their husbands. In the same way, men are no longer expected to be the only breadwinners like they used to be. Now, women and men share these responsibilities, but traditional roles still have a big influence. Speaking, reference answer.
How's your job search?
Not so good. I've been busy all week, but I haven't found anything yet. I think women are still discriminated against all the time.
According to the law, women have the same opportunities in education and employment. You should have got your career, just like men.
It's so easy to say that. But as a girl, discrimination begins as soon as we are born. We are given dolls, little cooking sets and fairy tales for our birthdays. But it is you boys who get computer games, little toy cars and ball games.
Yes, well, but the truth is that some scientists and researchers feel that the brains as well as the behaviours of men and women are different.
Yeah, but some professionals in the field feel it's not our brains that make us act so differently. It's society and the way that we are encouraged to act when we are young.
What you say sounds true, but...
When we are young, girls are encouraged to play with the dolls and host make-believe tea parties, while boys are given a baseball mitt and taught to play active games. Boys are often taught to be tougher and not cry.
But what about all the women who go to university? Actually, women take the same courses as men and end up in the same professions as men.
Well, except for teaching and nursing, the ratio of men to women in management, technology, and other professions is generally disproportionately high.
I think nowadays the most qualified person, man or woman, gets the job.
Not very often. There are still employers who feel that women really don't need to work. They assume that after a year or two, the woman will leave her job and go home and raise her family.
Times are changing. More and more women are involved in professions which were once only available to men.
Yes, it's changing, but slowly. Focus 2. Language Use. Section 1. Practical Reading.
Plastic Poison. How would you feel if someone offered you a card that you could take into a store and buy anything you wanted under any product catalogue? You could buy a television or new furniture or clothing that was worth up to $1,000 or $1,500 or even $2,000. All you would have to do is sign your name at the cash without using paper currency and take what you wanted out of the store. 3 or 4 weeks later, you would get a bill in the mail, but you would not have to pay the whole bill. If you had bought $500 worth of clothes, for example, you would not have to pay $500, but only $10 or $15, and you could pay that $10 or $15 every month. If you are like most Americans, you would feel that this was a good idea. You would take the card and you would use it. You would make all kinds of purchases and take a long time to pay for them. Over 75% of all Americans have cards such as this. There is one problem with the cards. They can be financial poison. These cards are just like the poisons we use on insects. If we use them carefully, they can be helpful. But if we use them too much, they can kill us. These cards can kill us financially, just like a real poison can kill our body. The integrated circuit cards are called credit cards. They are made of plastic and are about 3 and 3/8 inches by 2 and 1/8 inches, or 8.6 centimeters by 5.4 centimeters. The cards have the user's name on them and a number that belongs to the user. They also have the name of the company that gave or issued the card to the user. A credit card can be useful, as we will see, but credit cards can be poison because it is very easy to continue to use them even when we do not have the money to pay for what we buy. There is one other reason the cards are dangerous. The companies that issue them also charge the user to use the card. For any money that the user does not pay each month, the user's debt, the company charges a percentage of that amount in interest. If you owe the company $500 and do not pay it that month, The company adds from $6 to $8.50 to the 500. Then you owe from $506 to $508.50. The interest is added every month, so a bill that is not paid gets bigger and bigger. The average family in the United States now has a collection of about 7 credit cards, and the average debt for each family is over $1,500. Over 10% of the families in the United States are overextended. That is, they have more debt on their credit cards than they can comfortably pay. The amount of debt that is due on credit cards increased almost 3 times from 1983 to 1988. What do families spend that money on? Credit cards can be used for all kinds of purchases, inclusive of vehicles, Walkmans, gasoline, food, travel, appliances, books, tissues, and almost anything that money can buy. In the last few years, some new possibilities for spending money with credit cards have emerged. The cards can now be used to pay library fines in Denver if you keep your books too long. They can be used to pay income tax to the U.S. government. They can be used to pay tuition at some schools and colleges. And they can be used in some places to pay for funerals. For some credit card users, a funeral may be the only solution to the debt problems they have caused for themselves by using credit cards. The following story is not a true one, but what happened to the Cathcarts has happened to many real people. Ellen and Ron Cathcart both work. He is a manager in a large retail store, and she is an architect. Last year, they earned over $65,000, but they also used their credit cards and bought $23,000 worth of goods and services. They took vacations to Hawaii, bought a lot of expensive clothes, and often went out to dinner. They always used their credit cards and thought that they would have no difficulty paying for what they had bought. Ellen and Ron now have monthly bills of $735 just to make the minimum payments on their credit cards. When this amount is added to their other bills, they have nothing left over to save or to pay off the credit card bills more quickly. At that rate, it will take over 3 years to pay off their credit card debt if they do not add any more to it. The Cathcarts went to see a credit counselor, a person who helps people who have too much debt. What the credit counselor told the Cathcarts first was that they needed plastic surgery. Not the kind that makes us look better, but the kind that makes us spend better. They took a pair of scissors and cut all their credit cards into pieces. Now they pay cash for everything, and they have much better control over what they spend. It will take them several years to pay off the debts they built up with their credit cards, but they are certain that they will not make the same mistake again. However, in the digital era, when the consumer price index is steadily rising, to many other people, credit cards are not poison, but a convenience. Purchases by credit card make up a considerable proportion of the total consumption. With credit cards, we do not have to carry a lot of cash. We can order what we need over the telephone. We can pay for aircraft tickets immediately. And we can use the credit intelligently to pay for expenses such as furniture and vacations. Even if you are short of cash, you can simply get it by inserting your credit card into the ATM slot. As long as we are careful to keep our spending under control and are able to pay for what we buy without building up large debts, credit cards will not be a problem, but a benefit.
New words.
Catalogue.
Clothing.
Currency.
Percent.
Insect.
Integrated.
Circuit.
Credit.
Centimeter.
Charge.
Debt.
Percentage.
Interest.
Oh.
Collection.
Overextended.
Inclusive.
Vehicle.
Walkman.
Gasoline.
Appliance.
Tissue.
Tuition.
Retail.
Architect.
Payment.
Rate.
Counselor.
Surgery.
Scissors.
Digital.
Index.
Convenience.
Proportion.
Consumption.
Aircraft.
Expense.
Insert.
Slot.
Proper nouns.
Denver.
Ellen.
Ron Cathcart.
Hawaii.